Gracious and holy God, we give you thanks for the gift of your word that is spoken and your word which is heard. Bless us now as we reflect upon it. Speak to us, even as we are listening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Of course, anyone who's, my age or older will recognize that as the introduction to the television show Mission Impossible, a TV series from the 1960s and 70s. And it followed the exploits of this group that were called the Impossible Missions Force. They were a small team of secret agents used for covert missions against dictators and evil organizations and crime lords. And most of the cases, and in many of those cases, the action lasted right up until the end of the final seconds of the episode. And then the episode would freeze frame as the team made their escape. Another successful mission accomplished. Now, for those who are of younger generations, you might know the remaking of that in the Tom Cruise movie earlier in the 2000s. Mission. Mission Impossible. Often, our mission and ministry in the church seems impossible. Sometimes it feels like we need someone like secret agent Dan Briggs to come in and make things right and to bring our mission to a successful conclusion. Think about mission and about ministry. As God calls us as the body of Christ to live it. And especially think about mission and ministry in this parish church of St. George on Yonge. As we find ourselves in this facility at the optimal corner of Yonge and Churchill in the community of Willowdale, right on the street, God has a mission and a ministry for us that we are called to and that we are invited into. Think about that mission and that ministry for a moment. As you think about what we are called to do in the life of our parish church here on this corner, what sometimes makes our mission feel impossible? What are some of the things that make that ministry seem like it's a little more difficult to do? The time? People's time is very preoccupied. Fear, in some instances, sure. What is it that we can do? What will happen if we actually do stand up and speak? Mixed agendas? Sometimes it is money. Financial resources that are not always available to support the level of work and ministry that we feel called and invited into. Volunteers to pitch in. Yeah. We live in a time where people, we've already heard, are the busyness of people. Someone mentioned that at 8 o'clock and that We're so spread thin across so many things in our lives that how do I give the real attention to each and to every single one of those parts of my life? So there are undoubtedly challenges in doing the mission and ministry that God calls us to do. And those challenges are even different than they were 5 years ago, never mind 20 or 25 years ago. 25 years ago when I was ordained as a priest in the church, life was different for the church and the ministry that we were and are invited into. So if those are some of those things that come to mind when we realize, or at least when we perceive that mission is impossible, how does that make us feel? A little bit helpless?
Overwhelmed?
Determined? Yeah. There's mixed emotions about how it affects us when we feel like our ministry that we're called to is impossible. And that is how a lot of people feel, especially in the world we live in today. But as the slide up there says, your ministry calling is impossible. And my response to that is, I wonder. I read an article over the past couple of weeks as I was preparing for this Sunday, and it talked about a different interpretation of our gospel passage for this morning, and especially a different interpretation of that parable of the mustard seed. And I was really drawn into it because I liked what the writer had to say, and I'm going to share some of that with you today. I want you to think about a mustard seed. Went the wrong way. Look at the mustard seed. Imagine holding a mustard seed in your hand and think about how small that seed is. And think yet about what grows out of that seed once it's planted. You know, the author of this article said it's very strange that Jesus used the mustard seed as an analogy for the kingdom of God. Yes, it was used in medicine. Yes, it was used as a spice. But for the most part, even in Jesus' day, it was a pesky weed. And it was even dangerous. And yet, Jesus said that's what the kingdom of God is like. And what happened when it grew wild? And it did grow wild. That's what happened. It became out of control. It took root. It took over. And it was impossible for anything else to grow. And so that's why it likely wasn't found in the gardens of many people in their backyards. This is what it would look like on a hillside. Because that's where people would find the mustard seed growing and multiplying. And spreading. Think about the weeds that grow in our gardens and lawns. The crabgrass, the thistles, the dandelions, the creeping Charlie. That's what Jesus was comparing the kingdom of God to. Sometimes those weeds, sometimes they look nice. Sometimes they even look beautiful, like they belong there. There have been times when I wasn't sure what was a flower and what was a weed. But in most cases, they're a nuisance. They grow out of control. They choke out the beautiful plants that you want to grow. They invade the luscious lawn, and we simply want to get rid of them. John Dominic Crossan, in a book on the historical Jesus, said these words about the parable of the mustard seed. He said, "The point is not just that the mustard plant starts as a proverbial small seed and grows into a shrub or tree of 3 or 4 feet or even higher. It is that it tends to take over where it is not wanted, that it tends to get out of control,
And that, said Jesus, was what the kingdom was like. Not like the mitre cedar of Lebanon and not quite like a common weed, but more like a pungent shrub with dangerous takeover properties. Something that you would want in only small and very controlled doses, if in fact you could control it. You see, like he says, the kingdom of God, the mission of the gospel, the ministry of the church, if it's being lived out faithfully and guided by God, can't be controlled. And it's not always safe. In fact, the kingdom of God comes to overturn, to take over, and to transform the kingdoms of this world. That's exactly what Jesus' ministry was about. And in truth, it's what our ministry is to be about too. The truth is that God's kingdom needs to infiltrate the world of today. Imagine the world of today. Imagine what that world would look like if the kingdom of God really did spread like the mustard seed. If that smallest of seeds wasn't only planted, but did in fact cover people's lives and experiences with the justice, the hope, the promise of the good news of the gospel. As the mustard seed takes over, the kingdom values of the kingdom of God need to take control too, making it so that all that is negative, everything that's unjust, all the things that people live with that are unhealthy in the world today can't survive alongside it. Now, to our mind, to our finite human minds, that may seem like mission impossible. Daunting, overwhelming, discouraging. Maybe we even feel defeated before we start, asking, where do we ever begin? But aren't we then forgetting an important piece, an important ingredient? You see, we don't need secret agent Dan Griggs, and we don't need anyone else from the Mission Impossible team. What about God? What about the role that the Spirit plays in all of this? You see, with God at work through the empowering of the Holy Spirit and through the desire to be faithful on our part as the church, what seems impossible in terms of mission becomes possible, but only by God's grace. Through discernment of God's will, through faith, through hope, and through trust on our part. And isn't that what our baptismal covenants are all about? When we make those promises, when we stand and say, this is what we believe. Those are not just words to be spoken, but rather to be lived out in action. In 2008, the primate of the Anglican Church of Canada, then Archbishop Michael Pearce, apologized at General Synod to our Aboriginal brothers and sisters over the injustice and the wrong of the residential schools. I wonder, did he know that we'd be at the point we are today with the Truth and Reconciliation Commission report? He just knew that it wasn't only the right thing to do, it was the faithful thing to do. And so the seed was planted, and it had the potential to grow wild, to overtake other agendas. Because in God's kingdom plan, healing and reconciliation are not only possible, but they're inevitable. And so now, some 7 years later, there is still a call to speak out and to speak up, to not let this report be the last word, to not let 1,100 lost and murdered women and children be forgotten, but rather to provoke action that transforms the church that we are part of and the society that we live in too, so that there is justice, so wrongs are made right. And so systems like our governments are accountable, even when they don't see themselves as having done anything wrong. That's on a very large scale. How a seed was planted the size of a mustard seed, and looks what it's blossomed into. But the question, as we've heard, is, but what can I do? What can I, as one person, do? I want to give you one example. There's a petition circulating speaking out against police carding in the city of Toronto. A seed has been planted and is spreading. Why? Because it's wrong. It's unjust. And someone needs to say so. I believe that the gospel, and I believe that our faith in the kingdom, calls you and I to be part of that movement and other movements like it. To speak up when we see and hear of something wrong and unjust happening around us. To add our voice by adding our signature. We may say, but that doesn't do much. One signature might not do much, but 10,000 or 20,000 or 30,000 sure does send a statement. And who knows how out of control that might become. Certainly it won't be able to be avoided or disregarded if enough of us respond. That is the gospel. That is the planting of a mustard seed. That is the gospel becoming out of control in a way that indeed changes and affects the society we live in. And that, my friends, is mission. Isn't mission impossible? That is mission possible. That is the mustard seed growing into the kingdom of God. So let's not get caught up and be overcome by what seems like mission impossible. But rather, let's be drawn into what indeed is mission possible. Because God is faithful. And we are called by God to be faithful too. Let's plant the seed, as small as it may be. And then let's watch it take over. Amen.